V5XA Foxtrot.
Foxtrot 5 Golf Tango Whiskey.
V5TW, it is V5XA Foxtrot. It's Mark up in the Caribou area.
Copy that. We're just getting ready to start a net. You want me to check you in?
Yeah, I thought it must be getting close to net time, and I saw my radio had been grounded out, so I thought I'd better turn it on. But I'll be listening along for a bit. Thank you.
Okay, and I went talking, didn't type. What's the call again? Victor Echo 5 X-ray Foxtrot?
That's correct. Victor Echo 5 X-ray Foxtrot.
Mark, up in Carrot River. Okay, thank you very much. Well, good evening, folks. We started off the net just a couple seconds early, but that's just fine. This is Victor Echo 5, Gulf Tango Whiskey. My name is George, and this is the Parkland Amateur Radio Chit Chat Net. Purpose of this net is to get to know a little bit about other amateurs wherever they may be. This net's open to anybody and everybody, doesn't matter where you come from. The net's held every Sunday at 8 o'clock local time or 0200 UTC. We're currently connected to the 9300 reflector, or the IRLP reflector, and the Park radio linking system, as well as probably the Canada Hub, and we are available via IRLP repeaters or digital formats of variety. So if you're out there, everybody is welcome. We do one round of check-ins, and then we do later missed at the end. So those who do not wish to stick around until their note is called, please feel free to join us in the short times in the beginning. Reset. And before we start, is there any emergency or information of sick or hospitalized amateurs? If so, would you please come now? Ain't nothing heard, that's always good. Just a reminder that we are connected through repeaters and linking systems that take a little while to do their thing. So we ask that you key your mic for a second or two before you speak and leave 2 or 3 seconds between transmissions so that the radios again have time to do their linking and we don't miss any of the conversation. Having said that, let's see who's out there tonight. Let me get my screen up here so I can actually see who's... there we go, I'm missing a screen here somewhere. Give me a second, I'll find it. Okay, who do we have? 16 nodes so far. Vancouver, Medicine Hat, Tisdale, New Westminster, Regina, Roblins, Rift Current, Fort Qu'Appelle, Saskatoon, Yorkton, Flint Lawn, Moose Jaw, Nepawin, Rocanville, Arcola, and Humboldt. We will do the usual, start with Saskatchewan, move to Manitoba, and then go out to Alberta and BC. Okay, so having said that, we'll start off with any Eastern stations or any digital formats. Eastern stations or digital formats. If you're out there, this is the Parkland Amateur Chit Chat looking to talk to you. Please come now. Okay, then let's take the short time check-ins. People don't want to stick around for a while for the notes. That's just fine. We'd like to know you're there already. And I see we have... he's off. He signed on, signed off. Any short-timers, now would be the time. Please come now.
VA6KRK Mobile. good evening, Kelly. Your mobile, where are you mobile to? Coming back from work, I hope?
Good evening, everybody. Yeah, I'm just out for a little drive with the wife here, just checking out what's going on around town. So thought I better get in here while I got the chance, because I never know where I might stop. So thanks for taking my check-in, and have a good net. 7-3.
Well, I hope it's cooled off a little bit there. We're not too bad here now. We're about 23, so maybe it'll be a nice cool evening there as well. Enjoy your tour with the missus. Don't forget to stop and treat her to ice cream or whatever her preference is in that regard. Thanks for joining us, Kelly. Always glad to have you join us. Do we have any other short-timers besides Kelly driving around Medicine Hat?
Good evening there, George. Victor Echo 5, Lima Tango Delta. Sounds like I'm losing my voice here.
Copy that. I thought you were just practicing your French. Hi. Yeah, I hope it's I hope it's a temporary thing. How's your week there, Bob?
Oh, it hasn't been too bad. It's warm and just staying cool.
Yeah, roger that. It's got to be inside if you're doing that. I was out yesterday. Actually, wasn't too bad of a day, and there was a fairly stiff breeze here anyway. So I decided to pick some weeds. I think all I was doing is reseeding them. I think every weed I picked, I must have shaken off about 1,000 seeds back into the ground. But you got to have something to do, I guess. Anyway, what else is new with you, Bob?
Oh, well, other than that, nothing is new here. Everything's all quiet. Just watching a movie on the TV here with the wife, so that's about all we're doing.
Bob, that well sounds like a relaxing evening, which is not a bad thing for a Sunday evening. Do we have any other short-timers out there that like to come in early? Please come now.
Node 5-1-2-5-3-7. Time out.
Okay, nothing heard. I was just checking my screen to make sure we didn't have anybody different check in. Maybe New Westminster is new. Anyway, we'll start, like I said, with Saskatchewan, go to Manitoba, and out to Alberta and BC. So, Tisdale would be the top of our list. Good evening, Tisdale. Is there anybody there who wants to speak with us? This is the Parkland Amateur Chit Chat, looking for somebody in Tisdale. One more shout for Tisdale. Do we have anybody know 1376 in Tisdale for the Parkland Amateur Chit Chat? If so, please come now. Okay, well then we're into the capital city of Saskatchewan, Regina, node 1550. Who do we have in Regina tonight? This is the Parkland Amateur Radio Club Chit Chat calling for Regina.
Victor Echo 5, Echo Echo.
Victor Echo 5, Echo Echo, and how was your touring? I think you were heading back out west. there for a couple of days. Go ahead, Lau.
Oh, good evening, George and everybody on the net. Yeah, we're good off heading south, so we went down to North Platte there, Nebraska. About 851 miles there, and a two-day journey, actually. Well, going down there wasn't bad. We got there just around noon, I think it was in the second day there, so took the wife's sister out there for lunch when we got there. Did that there and checked in at the hotel, and then we checked in with all the other people there. The wife's four nieces were there, and her sister, and a bunch of other people. So, yeah, it was a good time there, but man, it was hot. It was 41 degrees on my phone here, and they said Fahrenheit, it was 107 there. And that was about 3 or 4 days in a row. And no wind, of course, and humidity was a little bit high there. I didn't think it would be high, but it was. But anyway, yeah, all in all, it wasn't a bad trip there.
Yeah, Roger that. Oh, that's great. Nice to get a chance to visit the in-laws and stuff. We've done a bit of that this year as well. And yeah, it's always good to see relatives and catch up. I find you may have been apart for 5 or 6 or more years, and it takes 10 minutes to get back to where you were 10 years ago and get the conversations going again. Excuse me, I had to cough. And I'm a bit surprised to be that humid in Nebraska. Temperature wise, I could see it being up there. I was used to that when I was a kid. You know, 90 or 100 was kind of a typical summer's day, especially August, end of July, August. That was the hot spot. 110 wasn't abnormal, but where I grew up, it was inland and fairly dry, so it wasn't quite as bad. That humidity is what kills you. Yeah, back to you.
Yeah, the temperature was in the morning there. It was about already 80. I think it was 85 or something like that in the morning. So not used to that, that's for sure. Well, luckily, they had a swimming pool over there, so we went to the pool every afternoon for sure. In-ground pool, which is kind of nice there. Yeah, a little bit different there, that's for sure. A small town there, only 24,000 people there, so. Not that much shopping going on, which is good. Kept the wife out of the stores there, and that was okay. Had a little trouble coming home, though. That was the big part of the whole trip there. Coming home there, that's car trouble. The old car there wouldn't go any faster than about, about 50 miles an hour, I think. Mind you, the speed limit there on the roads were about 65, so. Yeah, 50 miles an hour there. So we limped the car all the way home there. I called the dealership there, down there, but there's no high-end dealer within about 350 miles. So I said, instead of taking it in, I'm just going to limp her home there. And it took maybe a few hours longer there, going that slow. But, yeah. And another problem we had there, too, was passports. The wife kind of lost a passport somewhere down there someplace. Yeah, so... it was that trip coming back.
I won't laugh. It's not comical when you're in that situation, yeah. I've never lost a passport. I misplaced it for a while, but never lost it. And, I remember our days of traveling. We had a little leather case. It was... I don't know, big enough to, I don't think it was even big enough, that might have been big enough to hold an 8.5 by 11, I don't think so, and it was kind of 11 long, but not, maybe 8.5 wide, but it had all our papers in it. If we lost that, we were SOL. Car troubles, I had some this spring on my truck. I went to check the air cleaner first thing when I started it up, because I don't run it in the winter, and I had tried to get the air cleaner up off. With the hose on it, and I didn't have any tools, I couldn't get it off, so I put it back on, and I forgot to hook the wire up to it. And next day I went for a trip to Moosland, and it was running rougher than heck. So by the time I got home, I put a diagnostic on it, and it says airflow.
Then it dawned on me I hadn't put that wire back on that I took off. So that was a quick trick. So I hope yours is just as easy as mine. Back to you, Lyle.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, it took a little bit longer there. Limped her into Regina here and took her to the dealership the next morning there. And, of course, that's still under warranty. So, but, yeah, you just have to do a reset on the battery. It's